Hi, and welcome to the Eat for Endurance Nutrition Podcast. My name is Claire Shorenstein, and I am a registered dietitian and running coach based in New York City. I'm really excited to be introducing you to this podcast, as it's been something I've been meaning to do for quite some time. I realize the podcast market is quite saturated, and you have many listening options, especially when it comes to nutrition, but I believe I have something a little different to offer you. Before I go into what you can expect from upcoming episodes, I'd like to give you a little background on myself, which you may already know if you visited my website, Eat for Endurance, or have worked with me in the past. I'm originally from Northern California, Santa Cruz to be exact, which is why you may find me talking about my happy running places in the Redwood Forest or on the beach when I travel home. But I've been living here in New York City for over 7 years. And yes, I've managed to keep up my trail running out here too, although it certainly has been much more challenging. I've been running since high school and only discovered longer distance running in my 20s when living abroad in London. And that was after I traveled for almost a year by myself in South America, which I dubbed my quarter life crisis trip. I've always been interested in health and fitness and started exploring that path further by getting my run coaching certification back in 2011. But it was my own endurance experiences, whether it was hiking the Inca Trail or running a marathon or an ultra marathon, that ultimately motivated me to change career paths and become a sports dietitian. After finishing grad school at NYU and working as a clinical inpatient dietitian up in the Bronx for several years, I started freelancing at several established private practices in the city and founded my own practice, Eat for Endurance. I used to run coach very regularly, triathlon teams and, you know, private run clients and marathon teams, but have been winding that down this past year to focus more on my growing nutrition business. I see a wide variety of nutrition clients now, both in person and primarily virtually, actually, for sports nutrition, weight loss, chronic disease prevention and management, pre-postnatal nutrition, disordered eating, and general healthy eating. I'd say the bulk of my clients are active people with varying levels of performance goals, and they range in age from adolescents up to people in their 60s, 70s, and onwards. On a personal note, I have a 2-year-old daughter who keeps me very busy, and I'm actually expecting a second baby girl in early October. This is 2019, so my own training has certainly changed over recent years since becoming a mom, as I was running marathons and ultras up until my first pregnancy pretty regularly. But I do hope to be chasing longer distances again in the near future. So that's a little bit about me. I had the idea to do this podcast actually while out on a run, of course. I'm sure you know those wonderful runs where you kind of zone out, but then begin brainstorming and come up with an idea that gets you really excited. So that was that kind of run. I'm still shaping in my mind what I want this podcast to be, and I'm sure it will evolve over time. But what really excited me, aside from having episodes where I share my insight on specific nutrition topics, you know, giving nutrition tips, for instance, either by myself or maybe with another dietitian guest, especially someone who has, you know, a different perspective than my own and can offer some other insight. But really what I was focusing on was spreading the message that there is no one right way to eat for optimal health and performance. And when I say health, I don't just mean physical health, which obviously is extremely important, but we must also include mental or emotional health. Balanced healthy eating is so much more than the right proportions of carbs, fats, and proteins, and micronutrients, of course. But food should also be pleasurable and fun. It should be shared with friends and family. You know, so many people out there treat nutrition like religion and preach their specific style of eating as the best and perhaps only way to eat. But in reality, there really is no one-size-fits-all diet. You know, sure, if you want to limit dairy or grains, other animal products, or whatever else you want to because you feel better as a result, or maybe because of ethical or environmental or religious reasons, that's absolutely your choice, your prerogative, it's your body. But what's really important to me is that, you know, as a dietitian, if I'm working with somebody, is that you feel good, that you're getting the nutrients that your body needs. That really is the message I send to my clients, and that's what I want to explore on a broader sense, at least in my podcast. Because there really is so much information and misinformation out there on nutrition, and it can be really confusing. You know, this is the one way and the only way to eat, and that's really a message I don't want to be sending to my clients. So more specifically, I thought it would be really great to talk to some well-known or even lesser-known athletes about what they eat to maximize their own health and performance. You know, everyone always wants to know when it comes to a successful athlete, what do you eat? How has your diet evolved over the course of your career? You know, with endurance events, how do you fuel yourself over so many hours without feeling horrible? Or maybe it's inevitable and you're just always going to feel horrible at some point. They may tell you. But now, again, I want to remind you that when it comes to sports nutrition, what works for one person may not work for you. It's really important that you experiment and figure out your own nutrition plan. And I'm sure you've heard that before. But that's, you know, that said, it's always interesting to hear what other people are doing and learn from their experiences. So my hope is to show you that there are so many different wonderful ways of eating that can all be successful. And by successful, I do not mean perfect, because no one's diet is perfect. There really is no such thing as a perfect diet. So I think that would be a really fun thing to explore. It won't be the only aspect of this podcast, but I hope to do, you know, regular athlete nutrition profiles as a main part of this podcast. I've got an episode lined up for you guys already that I hope you enjoy. Perhaps by the time I post this, I'll have more than one episode. We'll see. And I really do hope to create more episodes with some regularity, especially before baby number two arrives. So I promise you I will do my best with that. If you'd like to check out my website, it's www.eatforendurance.com. And you can find me on social media channels as Eat for Endurance. I'm most active on Instagram and Facebook, but you can check me out wherever you go to for social media. And I'd really love your feedback on this podcast or anything else. So please feel free to get in touch anytime with episode ideas, questions you'd like me to address, or general comments. Thank you so much for listening, and I really look forward to starting this journey with you all.